back to the Steve Gerber Show on MTN.
Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. If you ever want to find out more, follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gerber Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, you can go to stevegerber.com and keep up with everything that's going on. If you ever miss an interview, go to stevegerber.com, click on the podcast. You can go back and hear an interview you missed or re-listen to an interview if you found it of interest and wanted to hear it again because you may have missed a couple of things in the conversation. It's all there to make sure that your experience is as good as it can be. We're going to change directions now in the conversation a bit, and we have Dr. James Richard here. He is the medical director for Sparrow Regional Laboratories. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Well, welcome, Art.
Glad to have you here. All right, so Sparrow's new Center for Laboratory Medicine is it's a big deal here, and it's a big deal for all the folks at Sparrow. What does it mean for the doctors and for the patients?
Well, this is a fairly large laboratory. In fact, it's one of the top 20 of its kind in the United States. We turn out about 8 million tests a year, test results. So what it means for the local area is that their testing is not only being done here locally, but the speed with which they can get their test results is improved, and that means the clinician has their information sooner to be able to institute changes in the patient's health care. We have about 500 employees focused on the laboratory, and of those, about 120 are in the new building we just moved into in January.
Well, that's pretty impressive numbers. I've got to be honest with you, Doctor. I'm not intimately involved with the laboratory as you are, obviously, but 8 million tests certainly sounds like a great volume, a great deal of tests to be done in a single year. 8 million sounds, well, frankly, impressive.
It is impressive. We do have a pretty large catchment area where actually we receive specimens in about a 60-mile radius as far south as Hillsdale and up into St. John and that area over to Ionia. So we do have quite a few counties that we cover.
So a big, big geographical area. Now, when you say that this laboratory is in the top 20 of its kind in the nation, what is its kind? What do you mean by that?
I mean that it's one that is a regional laboratory affiliated with a large hospital system, but also has outreach laboratory, which does work not just for the hospital patients, but also for the outreach in the patients into the community. So that's the type of setting that we have on a fairly large scale.
So when you talk about the patients and the fact that it's here regionally in Michigan, that means you have the equipment to you know, find out the answers to difficult questions. And, of course, we all know in healthcare, the sooner you can get to a diagnosis, to an answer, the sooner the patient is on the road to recovery, hopefully. So a turnaround time is of the essence here, isn't it?
It is. Time is of the essence. And we do a lot of DNA testing here locally, especially in regards to infectious disease. So many of your infectious diseases can have similar symptoms, but definitely different treatments, as in different things such as influenza, pertussis, which is whooping cough, other types of viruses and that do occur and will require sometimes hospitalization. It's important to know whether or not that you have that, or just as importantly, that you don't.
So, again, time is critical. I find it fascinating. I didn't realize that you use DNA testing to pinpoint the different pathogens you might face in a given day or week or month. These pathogens ID'd by DNA, the infectious diseases. So science on the cutting edge at Sparrow Regional Laboratories.
Very much so. In fact, we're very fortunate that Sparrow is one of only 32 centers of excellence for molecular testing through Roche Diagnostics. That gives us the opportunity to get very up-to-date equipment, new sort of cutting-edge technologies to be able to serve the patients here. Sometimes you get them even before they're commercially available.
Wait, so you have access to equipment, techniques, and science before the rest of the country. And that's got to be great for the patients as well.
It is, and it's really very satisfying for the staff who work here and their ability to stay that up to date. And it's challenging. And because it's challenging, we've identified many individuals that see that challenge as something they want to be a part of.
Well, doctor, let me ask you this. Dr. James Richard here, medical director for the Sparrow Regional Laboratories. Because of the equipment and the access and the opportunity to work with this cutting-edge equipment and cutting-edge techniques and so forth, do you also attract the top talent to your laboratory? So you're getting the patients taken care of, but I would guess you're also getting the best people into your lab.
That is correct. We find ourselves with a very well-educated and dedicated workforce that we really couldn't do this without them. And the quality aspects that we have, we are certified by the College of American Pathologists, and we are accredited by them. And again, that's a sign of the highest level of quality.
So when you go from Marshall to Hillsdale to Ionia, huge regional area, great place for people to work. And more importantly, as I go back to this, it's about taking care of the patients at the highest level possible. Where do you go from here? I mean, you've set the standard now, it sounds like. Where do you go from here as the director of a regional lab? You've built this cutting-edge facility. Now what?
Now it's a matter of making sure that it runs as efficiently and effectively as possible, certainly as you've already stated, for the benefit of the patients in this community. This community deserves this level of excellence in care, and that's our responsibility to deliver it.
All right. Well, doctor, it sounds like you've delivered a gift, really, to the people here in mid-Michigan, and I greatly appreciate the conversation today to talk about your laboratories. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I'll tell you, the last word is we're all here for the patients, and our goal is to make sure that they have the best health care available that we can offer.
I greatly appreciate that. Dr. James Richard, the medical director at Sparrow Regional Laboratories. Now, if you'd like to find out more because you've heard this conversation, go to sparrow.org/lab. That's sparrow.org/lab. You can find out about, you know, opportunities you may have there. You'll find out about the sciences being employed and deployed at the Sparrow Regional Laboratories. And again, on the cutting edge and serving a huge geographical region, if you will, from Marshall to Hillsdale to Ionia and everything that lies in between. This part of the program is brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today.